My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Sharkeesha. Sharkeesha, no. Sharkeesha, Sharkeesha, no. But he's supposed to be my nigga now. But he's supposed to be my nigga now. He's supposed to be my nigga now. Sharkeesha, no. But he's supposed to be my nigga though. Oh my gosh, he's supposed to be my nigga though. Honestly, he's supposed to be my nigga though. You have to wipe down. He's supposed to be my nigga though. Sharkeesha, no.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
The most amazing thing ever.
Natoya sent that in.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Thank you, Natoya, for the
holy
acapella.
Yeah.
In the iPhone is what I think that was.
That was
right into your phone.
You know what, though?
And it was beautiful.
She did it American Idol style, like where if you have the talent, it doesn't matter how you're singing.
That's right.
It's going to sound good no matter what. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Natoya.
Damn. What you got, jeans?
Yo, it's Friday.
Okay.
Friday.
Friday. Where are you this week, Friday?
I'm with Ernie. I'm up in Tacoma Comedy Club.
Katoma?
Yeah. Shit stinks around here. It's, you know, paper mills and whatnot.
Oh, I've been there. It smells. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come out. See me. See Ernie, a.k.a. Andy Erickson. Tonight and tomorrow. That's it. That's all you got left. Next week, shit goes on fire. It is popping, rolling, rocking, however you want to describe it. We will be in Brooklyn doing the podcast live at the Bell House Thursday, March 13th. Get your tickets now. They're on your mom's house podcast.com, TomSegura.com, and ChristinaComedy.com. The next day, the 14th, we're doing a stand-up show in Brooklyn again at the Knitting Factory. There's limited seats available. You should get your tickets. You can get them for a discount if you get them online. There's also links on all our sites to go there. The 15th, we are doing the podcast in O.H.
Columbus.
I.O. Jesus.
Oh, sorry. I thought you just stopped at the abbreviation.
O.H.?
I.O.
That's right. We're doing Woodlands Backyard, Columbus, Ohio. And we did stand up there last time. This time we're doing the podcast. Also March 15th, the same day, my special, Completely Normal, airs, begins streaming on Netflix. You can only see it for the next 3 years. So make sure
Whoa.
You get to it quickly.
Wow. That's the time limit?
Yeah, well, that's how long they license it for.
That's pretty neat. I didn't know that.
The album comes out the following week, like a few days later. So you can get the album.
It's a huge release coming up, Sharkeesha.
I'm very excited, Sharkeesha. What else?
Sharkeesha,
the very, very next week, we go, we put our jeans on, our Man Francisco jeans. And we leave the zipper open so anything can happen because that's what goes down in SF. We'll be at Cobb's on the 20th doing the live podcast. The 21st, we're doing it once again in Los Angeles. This time, the West Side, Southwest, we should say, Hermosa Beach. Throw up that dub, because we're going to be at Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club. It's a fantastic room, and we really hope you guys come out to that show. Love doing the show in LA. So we'll be doing that. And we have a bunch of other dates coming up, but that's kind of the short term, right? So
yeah,
where are you going
to
be, Jeans?
Well, dude, we're looking at March, and then, you know, I go to Cleveland April 10th through 13th. But that feels like so far away. Right now I'm in Denver. Please come see me at the Denver Improv, you guys. I'm there through Sunday of this week as this drops, March 6th through 9th.
Denver was my number one choice for college.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just I didn't get in.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny is I applied to many schools and I also didn't get into many of them.
Maybe that's why we're married.
I didn't do so well in high school. Wasn't that bright. Guys, also please follow us on Twitter at Christina P at Tom Segura, because that's where we, you know, drop information, knowledge, interact with you guys.
Yeah, dog.
Pictures and stuff.
Yo, I forgot to mention too, at the end of March, because it was only booked a while ago, but the end of March I'm doing San Antonio, Laugh Out Loud.
LOL?
It's the LOL club. And they didn't name it that. I requested they change the name. I go, please call it LOL. So now it's called the LOL.
That's an interesting.
I like San Antonio though. I love Tejas, man.
I like Tejas too. It reminds me of California and some places. Mm-hmm. Too. Not all of Tejas is its own country.
We're gonna be definitely going to another state or city that I love in Texas very soon. Very soon.
Let me guess. Is it Corpus Christi?
Nope.
Brownsville. It's definitely Brownsville.
You're close. You're close, Jeans.
I've been to Brownsville. I've taken a Brownsville or two today. I took a Brownsville, a big one, yesterday.
Oh, Jeans.
Dunburn.
All right, let's start the show. What's going on?
Y'all both got a child on it. Y'all wanted to fight.
Sure, let the bitch eat my pussy. Come on.
Come on, guys, damn girl.
Eat it, bitch. Eat that pussy. I don't even wash it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
Stupid.
Eat it.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Eat that pussy.
That's cool. Is that a child?
I ain't even. I don't think so.
It sounded like a small child.
She was younger.
She, who's saying that? About eating the pussy.
Yeah.
She's a kid.
I mean, teenager. Yeah.
God, it's so disturbing. Where did you find that one?
Somebody sent it to us. Somebody is tracking, like following somebody who they know who's about to go start a fight. And then the girl who starts the fight wins the fight like immediately. And then she talks a lot of shit. And then what she does is to have the girl pinned down, she has her, she's sit, like squatting over the girl with her knees on the girl's arm. So her, the girl who's on top, her crotch is basically on the girl. She's clothed. She's fully clothed.
Yeah.
And she's punching her and talking shit to her. And then she fake rides her. She's like, eat my pussy. I didn't even watch it. It's pretty intense.
That's kind of a nice thing to say. I mean, I
feel like if
funny,
you win the fight, do what you want
to
do.
You're allowed to do that. You've earned the right to do that. And I like that she didn't even wash it. That's a real adding insult to injury.
Especially, you know, the thing, it doesn't matter if she had or hadn't. Saying that you didn't wash it is
it's
what's
pretty genius.
I think it's a pretty neat move. I like it.
And the other girl, how large was she? And really,
they're both
smaller.
About the same size. They're both, you know, featherweights.
Featherweights.
Yeah, they're small.
Is that what they really call them in real life? Featherweights.
In boxing? Sure, there's a featherweight category.
Like, is Manny Pacquiao, is he a featherweight?
He's I forget what weight class he fights in. I think he's a 140 something. I forget what that is.
What about the guy everybody loves here, Oscar De La Hoya?
He was a smaller, let's see.
Featherweight, so demeaning. I mean, to those guys, they're so powerful to call them a featherweight. So demeaning. Come on, guys. Tommy, can I tell you about the shit that I took at San Jose?
Sure.
This last week. I shit a lot in San Jose, actually.
Okay, I just go ahead.
I know this breaking news.
He's fought at light flyweight, bantamweight, super bantamweight, featherweight, featherweight, lightweight, and welterweight.
Bantamweight?
Yeah, these are all just different. They're just different categories. Like when he was really young, he was fighting at basically, you know, just under 100 pounds. And then he went up, you know, in weight. So he's fought at quite a few. I guess the featherweight category is, I'm trying to figure it out. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see what I would be boxing at. Okay. I'm guessing I'm not, I'm definitely not the weight you said, the 100 pounds and under. I'm not there. I'm definitely triple digits with my weight.
Okay, let's see the WBC, their classifications.
Okay.
You start at straw weight.
That's so demeaning.
Which is 105.
105?
Yeah.
Why don't they should, that straw weight sounds like, that's terrible. Why don't they just call you fart weight? It weighs nothing.
You know what? We could send an email. Why don't we send an email?
Why don't you just so demeaning called burp weight? Nothing weight.
Light flyweight is next, 108.
Light fly?
Yes.
FLY?
Yes.
Like a shoe fly?
Right. And then flyweight is above that, which is 112.
God damn.
Super flyweight is 115.
Keep going for me. I'm still not fighting.
Bantamweight is 118.
Still not in the ring.
Super bantam is 122.
Still not playing.
Featherweight's 126.
Okay,
that's
keep
what
going.
A feather is. 126. Super featherweight is 130.
Was that about my wedding weight? That was about the wedding weight.
Lightweight is 135. Super lightweight is 140.
Okay, this is depressing. I mean,
welterweight is 147.
I'm a welter. Welter. I'm a welterweight.
Yeah, that's it. Then it goes up. Super welterweight is 154.
Damn, I've
middleweight
been there.
Is 160. Super middle 168. Light heavyweight is 175. Cruiserweight's 200.
Damn.
And or you know, also sometimes known in some categories as a junior heavyweight, and then heavyweight is unlimited.
Oh, it's unlimited.
Well, I mean, if you weigh 350 and you could fight a guy who's over 200 for sure.
I didn't know that. So yeah. There's kind of a
cutoff. Once you're over 200, you're a heavyweight.
And then, and it doesn't matter how fat you are after
right,
that.
Of course, or how big. Yeah.
So that's kind of unfair, though, yeah? I mean...
Well, if you don't want to fight a fucking giant and you have control of... Like, if you're not 6'5", so let's say you're, you know, 5'10", 6 feet, and you're walking around weight is like 215, and then you have a little extra on you, you know that you can go below that and fight guys... That fight, you know, you could drop weight to fight at a category below.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you're not going to qualify to fight the smaller guy.
Now, these weight qualifications, they don't really, there's not a ton of range. So it sounds to me like you could just take a massive shit and then qualify for a ranking under yourself.
The way these guys fuck with weight is incredible. It's unbelievable. There are guys who cut, they'll do their weigh-in. Mm. And then once they make weight, they'll put on 20 pounds between the weigh-in and the fight.
Oh, just to
no,
have an
because
advantage?
They cut. They were cutting so harshly to make weight.
Oh, geez.
It's not their normal weight. That like they're dehydrated. They haven't eaten. They make weight, and then they're like, jeez. Cool, you're good to go. And then they rehydrate, and they eat a bunch, and they put on like 20 pounds, some of them.
Damn, and that's just from losing water and taking shits and stuff.
Yeah, and just cutting so hard. Like, because basically, even, you know, everybody has, even if you, let's say you worked out really hard, right? And you were training really hard, you still have like your, this is your weight. Like this is your normal, even at a training, like at a really high training level, you still, your body would only do so much. You'd have to go to extremes if you wanted to cut to a level that your body just doesn't adjust to.
Right.
Right. So that's what they're doing. They're like, they're trying to make this extreme thing happen.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Well, I know those guys, wrestlers are the most insane.
Yes. I've heard this before. It's they're very competitive.
So right now, I'm trying to see who is, I guess you're a welterweight and you said you wanted to fight.
Yeah. Let's see what my competitors look like. And keep in mind, I'm 147. I'm a doughy 147. I'm not a muscular person.
You know who was a champ at this weight class was, same shit, different toilet. Mm-hmm. You could fight him.
Who's that? What's his name?
Adrian Broner.
Okay.
He was at a time.
That's the best saying.
He lost not too long ago, so you got to...
I got a chance at him?
You could maybe score a fight with him, yeah.
The fight!
There you go.
I could... You know what I could challenge? I could challenge other women in shitting, because I do feel like my dumps are competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I dump frequently. I don't... I'm proud of what I do.
Yeah.
Like when I was in San Jose, I had such a dump at the club. Like, because I was, you know, taping, and I get a little nervous now before big shows like that.
Yeah.
And I took such a shit. Like, did you ever take a dump and then you look and you're like, oh my God, dude.
It was pretty bad.
It was a foot longer.
Yeah.
Foot long. And you don't, it feels like a normal length. How does that happen? It's like a. It's like one of life's great mysteries. How does it happen that I think it's a normal poo and then it's a foot longer?
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I think it's called Zeno's paradox in philosophy.
That's what that is?
Yeah. It's the mystery of how come this dump doesn't feel as large as it is. Huh. Some philosophers have worked on. I'm sure Bertrand Russell wrote a book on this too.
Do you have any more information about how we could discover why that poop was so long? I mean, this is really interesting stuff.
Yes, Tom. Actually, we can discuss. Now, I've been eating a lot of power bars because I was traveling a bunch, and I don't really have access to good foods in airports. So I tend to stay away from processed bad things, okay? Mm-hmm. I wasn't eating that stuff, but what I was doing, like I said, power bar. I had, at the hotel, I had some salmon and some salad for dinner. And then at the club, I had some cheese and olives. Oh.
Somebody sent us that.
This is the new one.
This is a recent one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it was a sturdy one. It was a good one. It was like a glider, as your dad would say. How have your dumps been?
They've been... Today was real bad. You were privy to that.
I forgot.
Yeah,
I haven't laughed that hard in so long.
That was not funny. It wasn't funny.
That was the best day of my life. This is the best thing ever it happened. Ooh, wee, that's seven.
Oh my God.
Oh no, it's about to happen. It sounds sprinkly.
It's like raining.
Oh, I don't like this.
It's the email says a six. Christ. Thanks, Tennessee.
Well, walk us through your dump today. It was so funny.
Today,
oh my God.
We we went to our snooshy spot for lunch.
And our waitress, by the way, was so nice. She finally snapped into shape. She stopped insulting us about our order. She just accepts it now that we're two fucking gordos and we like to eat.
And they're going to be closing soon. So they were just like, fuck it.
A bummer.
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So go walk me through it.
Well, what happened was I got to this coast. And, you know, when you spend 3 days, 4 days on the East Coast and you fly back, your body clock's all fucked up. Mm. So we had dinner last night. You thought you were going to have gut problems last night.
Well, it's funny because I landed and then I came home and we were like, oh, let's go eat. And then I immediately felt vicious intestinal pain, mm-hmm. just like stabbing diarrhea pain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, I just got diarrhea. And I went to shit and it was just a normal shit. And then again, I had that intestinal pain and just a normal dump. So, you know, I didn't end up, I don't know what that was. Maybe just a slight irritation.
Yeah, and then today, you thought you were fine. But what happened to me was, I was fine. Then I woke up this morning. You know when you wake up and the very first thing that comes to your attention is that you have to shit? It's unusual. Usually you don't go like, I got to shit the second I get up.
I got to tell you, I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Right. And it wasn't an emergency, like violent explosive. It was just regular. So I went and the first thing I did was shit. Then I had my coffee and hung out and whatever. Then when we went for a snoosh lunch, I was sitting there and I'm talking to you. Oh, and we should bring up what we're talking about in a moment. But then I said to you, hey, do you remember the last time we were here? And you go, what? And I go, you go, oh, you clogged the toilet. And
that's
I was like,
right.
Yeah.
Did we even talk about that on the show?
I don't know if we did or not.
I don't think we mentioned it.
We clogged it. It rose all the way to the top.
No, you clogged it.
Oh, right. I clogged it. You were there, though.
Yeah.
I clogged it, and then I was like, fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was really fucking pissed about it.
Oh, shit, dude, bro.
I flushed. It was
sorry.
A mess.
It was like, it was it all brown or was it more toilet paper that ruined it?
The water was very brown. It was kind of it wasn't
but what
good.
Clogged it? You're brown?
I think it was the paper. I used too much paper
it's
there.
It's always the paper. It's always too much paper.
So anyways, I pressed flush and it rose up.
Like, the panic.
I was like, oh no. And then instead of flushing again, Rice walked. I go, we got to get the fuck out of here. And I just pulled you out of there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we threw my.
They all knew it was me too. Everybody saw me. They knew what's up. They're like, that fucking Gordo white guy just did it. But then today it hit me. It was like second to last bite. And I was like, ooh. I'm about to do it again. And then I was like, fuck, I'm going to clog their toilet again. And I don't know what. I should have just gone. But instead I was like, I got to get home. And I held on to it. And I was driving kind of a little reckless, a little speedy.
Well, what happened? Yeah, we
ran through a few stop signs.
We pulled out of the driveway of the place and then immediately you had to shit. It's like your butt has mental telepathy or whatever that is. It's connected. And you sped up and you were like, we were at a Red Arrow and you're like, come on. Fuck shit. Oh, come on.
We hit every red light. We hit every one. You thought it was so funny. That was kind of cruel the way that you were enjoying it.
And I like doing things like, I like when you, we tried to get out of the car quick. I'm all, come here, I want to talk to you. Yeah. Let's cuddle. I want to talk.
Yeah, real funny. It was a disaster. The really neat thing that you did,
that
our listeners should know, is that we sat down, we're having a nice lunch together.
Yeah.
And then my wife says to me out loud, I know you want to sniff that Robin Wright's butthole. And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Because I'm going bananas on House of Cards right now. Okay. It's another one. It's almost, I'm glad again that I didn't watch it immediately because I've been able to enjoy it for longer.
Yes.
So there's not that many episodes. I think total is 26 for a first season and second season. I'm almost done with season two. I've been just devouring it and then telling you, like, you got to watch it now. You got to watch it.
Yes.
And then you're like, I know you want to sniff that Robin Wright's butthole.
Well,
and I go, excuse me? And you're like, you do. And I go, yeah, that's true.
Well, here's what happened. Coincidentally, you were watching House of Farts on the road, and I was watching a movie with her in it and Naomi Watts.
Oh, that's right.
It was a movie about them fucking each other's teenage sons. It's a fucking weird movie. It's called Adore. Yeah. Any hoodles. I was watching her and I go, God, this woman is such Tommy's type. You like him older. You like, she's really demure and really pretty and really kind. And I just, it just reeked of your type. And I was thinking to myself, I bet he really wants to fill her up and seal her shut.
Mm.
But more than that, I feel like you really would get filthy with her. Like, you want to sniff her butthole, lick her ass, let her, you know, fart on you. Like, you would take it to an absurd level, not just banging her.
Why do you think I would take it to an absurd level?
Because I think you'd really be into her. Like, you really, she really would do it for you.
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But didn't, I thought you felt as though she would demand such a thing from you.
I think the first thing that Robin Wright does when she meets you, if she likes you, she goes, you know, she shakes your hand and she goes, she takes her skirt off and she lowers her underwear and then she spreads her cheeks and she goes, why don't you have a lick of that? I think that's what she does.
Hi, my name is Robin Wright.
Yeah.
And she looks like one of those broads, like she's super fit.
I think everyone does too. I think they go, huh.
They just lick her butt, yeah. Well, that's what Sean Penn did for a million years.
Definitely.
She's a kind, I bet you, I'm guessing vegan, macro.
Oh, she's not fun to eat with, for sure.
No, like she doesn't have carbs, no alcohol, no dairy. She probably talks about freeganism and veganism all the time and, you know, all these fucking hippie causes. She was married to Sean Penn. He's a nutter, too.
Yeah, she's got way too many, I'm sure, agendas.
Demands.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But you'd still sniff her butthole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
But the reason I can say that to you is because, look, it's not going to happen.
We don't know, but yeah, I mean, not today.
Chances are you're never going to get the opportunity to sniff Robin Wright's butt.
You can set your own limitations. Please don't set mine.
Oh, is this a not positive? Should we make it a positive affirmation? Make it happen?
I would appreciate it much more.
Tom is now licking Robin Wright's butt. Mm. Tom enjoys licking Robin Wright's butt.
Robin Wright's butt tastes like fresh baked cupcakes.
No way. Her butthole, I mean, she's eating.
Nice. She's,
no.
She is well groomed, well taken care of. I think it's a delightful vanilla. I think it's nice.
I think it's pretty. I think she poops a lot because she's definitely a vegan, number one. A lot of veggies.
Yeah. I bet you she wipes twice and there's nothing, no more brown.
Oh, you're saying that she's that much of a lady that there's no brown on the paper even?
I bet there's not much.
It's really, really fucked up of you to say.
What if she, when she shits, she says Robin Wright as she shits? You think she does that?
Robin Wright!
Robin Wright. I'm Robin Wright. Ah, fuck.
That's Jenna, you know.
Jenna.
She died of AIDS in that movie.
Yeah. Why'd you get those AIDS?
She had sex with Forrest and made the baby come out of her cooter, too.
Mm.
Hello, both of y'all. I'm scared.
This is that fight we were playing in the beginning. This is how it started. I want to see what happened. Oh. One girl.
Y'all all on the bricks.
She's getting her pretty good.
Get out,
bitch.
Get out,
bitch. Get out, bitch. Get out, bitch.
Get down, bitch.
Get out, bitch. You ain't doing shit. Get out, bitch. Oh. Get out, bitch. Stay right there, hoe. You ain't going nowhere. Bitch, stay right there, bitch. Fuck him again. Fuck him again. How that dick fit? I know that dick was big, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
you know what this
is? Bitch, wait.
This is over a guy again.
That's too bad.
She's mad that the other girl fucked her guy.
You know, when I was young too, I would have fucking beat a bitch
for fucking your guy.
Yo, man. Oh, I wanted to. I had a boyfriend cheat on me. I was ready to go fucking claw that bitch's face up too.
Yeah.
I think of black girls when they fight, it is a lot of verbal assault. I think that's the source of their power is they also use their words. You know, it's a huge psychological advantage is to tell people things like, eat my pussy, even I didn't shower it today, it's dirty, eat it. Like, that kind of stuff really gets inside your opponent's head.
Yeah.
Now, are boxers allowed to talk shit?
Yeah, you definitely can.
To each other directly in the fight? Or
with the exception of James Toney, they rarely do. He does it during sparring sessions. He's like, "Sah." Faye, yeah, shit. And he's like 40 pounds overweight. So he's like, "You bitch, your mama's so dead." Like, hyperventilating.
So funny.
I mean, yeah, you don't see it much. They're usually not fucking around.
Because they're so focused, huh, during the fight. Yeah. There's really no time.
You're focused. You don't want to do, you know, there's been little moments of it before.
Well, can I tell you too, like, having fought with black chicks before, that... At least when I was engaged in the
fight. I'm sorry,
fight,
I thought we were talking about boxing. Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking about the clip. Is that, when I was just defending myself, let's be fair here, I wasn't really fighting, I was just kind of trying to defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be so, how do I say this? You've got to be so transcendent of that moment to be able to, like, shit talk somebody as you're fucking them up.
It's pretty extreme.
You understand? Like, you've got to be so proficient at fighting that you can have the wherewithal to be like, "Motherfucker, fuck you, shit," like, to come up with arguments and like sayings. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be really good at fighting, street fighting. That.
Let's see if she says anything else.
Spit in your face.
Oh, she's spit in
your
face.
See?
Nah, bitch, you can't fight.
She can't.
Bitch, you can't fight. Y'all see, I just beat a bitch ass.
Okay.
Just beat a bitch ass. That quick. And she said, "Hit that bitch again." That dick was big and I be running like this.
Oh my.
And I be running like this in his face. Bitch, fuck wrong with you. Fuck wrong with you. Now, bitch, when I let you up, try to do something, I'll beat the fuck out you again.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's pretty intense.
Hold on. Oh, listen.
Y'all both got what y'all wanted.
That's a pretty crazy clip.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, our show has obviously, you know, set the mark with so many different people. I mean,
yeah,
you know, we introduced the great what's her tits, deep throat Angel to the world. Don't think that other
Angel
people,
Felicia.
Put your dick between your legs.
And then that was on Stern. We had her first. We obviously brought the whole entire world's attention to King Astro.
I'm foreign on you haters.
And then that was on Tosh. And let's be honest, who, if anyone, brought this word to the lexicon? What show has made this a popular expression? I mean, let's just be honest.
Honestly,
it's our show. We're the honestly champions. And then Jimmy Kimmel took notice that another show is now pretty into the word. Would you like to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You know, over the many, many seasons of The Bachelor, we've had the pleasure of
watching. I love Kimmel, by the way.
Yeah, he's great.
Watching closely for this show. Over the years, we've noticed an interesting thing. They use the word amazing a lot. A lot. But this season, a new word has emerged, which a word that could possibly knock amazing from its perch. The word is honest, or forms of the word honest. And let's see how much honesty they gave us tonight.
I totally appreciate you being honest with me.
Everything has been honest.
It's offensive to you that I'm honest.
Honest answer.
The difference between being honest and being honest.
I'm being honest. I'm honest.
There's a difference between
There's
being honest.
There's a difference and not being honest. You have to be honest.
Honest.
Honest, I appreciate your honesty.
Honesty. Honesty. I'm all for honesty.
Based off of honesty.
Honestly.
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 Honestly. I'm being honest. Hey, I'm being honest. I'm being honest.
Okay.
27 times.
That's in one episode. Yeah.
That's
so
impressive.
Again, I'd never heard the word used before your mom's house.
Right.
So I just want to give credit where credit is due.
Honestly.
It's your mom's house.
That's a jeans unit.
That is a jeans unit credit, 100%. If you're not into it, then, you know, you can lie to yourself. You can say that it's not, but I think we all fucking know. Jeans. Get that jeans unit shit, man.
Guys, I have some listener email here.
Oh, please, by all jeans, yes.
This is from the jeans unit.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of feedback regarding your butt whistle. I mean, a lot of feedback about
manipulating the fart pitch. I got a lot of tweets about it.
Yeah. You know, I had no idea that this topic would be such a divisive issue amongst our listeners. And apparently, just a torrent of feedback correcting me that I am mistaken in my assumption that people don't really do that often. Mm. Here's just a couple of emails, some feedback. Here we go. This is from Adam. He writes, "Hey, I wanted to write in to confirm Tom's idea that many men alter the pitches of their farts."
Please read this seriously.
I'm sorry. It's just so good. "Although spreading your cheeks or lifting your leg are appropriate methods of doing so, I would argue that there is a more effective method."
Okay.
"The method I choose to utilize allows for more control over the fart pitch."
Okay.
"This method starts by making a cup with your hand. You then take this, quote, cup and place it over the butthole, creating an airtight seal."
Oh.
"Mm. As you begin to release your gas, lift up one side of the hand cup," and he writes, I usually use the pinky side of the hand."
Okay.
"You can do this slowly. This will allow you to change the pitch throughout the entirety of the fart."
Hmm.
"Or, if you're looking for extra fun, you can rapidly lift your hand up and down, creating a duck quack sound. I urge you to give this method a whirl."
Wow.
Oh. Oh. Sniff that one, baby. Oh.
I also have some more listener feedback.
That's really, by the way,
yeah,
really interesting. And obviously this guy is musically inclined to cup.
Yes.
And move.
So,
I mean,
yeah,
he's essentially a trumpet player. Like when they put that.
Oh, that thing.
That's what he's doing. It's exactly the same. Yeah. The same idea.
Is that the end of a toilet plunger that they put on?
That's
there?
What Louis Armstrong would do.
Yeah.
Yes. But he would also do that. If you read his biography, he also did it with his farts.
Louis Armstrong did that?
Oh,
what a wonderful world.
Yeah, of course.
He did. He wrote that in his biography?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch that. That's interesting.
It's very well known. It's very well known.
Mm-hmm. It's his secret.
It's his secret.
We got another email from Philip. He writes, "You guys talked about deliberately altering the pitch of your flatulence in episode 201. Congrats, by the way. I have never done this, but allow me to share a technique of my own. or possibly my cousins. We don't remember exactly who invented it.
Okay.
The goal of this technique is to allow air to enter into the anus for the purpose of farting it right back out.
Okay.
Here it goes. You need to assume the doggy style position with your cheek on the floor and your ass all the way up in the air.
Okay.
Your cheek. Oh, I see. Your face cheek on the floor. You want to sort of flex your anus gently as if trying to pass a perfect number four on the Bristol stool chart.
Okay.
Now he writes in all caps. I'm imagining.
This is important.
Very important. Uh-huh. Yes. He writes, do not push hard. Okay. You want your anus to stay in this state. Almost a neutral state. You want it to stay open, but don't make a conscious effort to suck in with your a-hole, or you will actually close it tight as if you're trying to keep a turd in. Maintain your anus in this position. Experiment a bit. You'll find it until you feel a coldness in your colon. This is the air entering you. Allow it to enter you until you have an appropriate amount, and then fart it out with gusto. Feel free to play with pitch for a hybridization of our techniques. A buddy of mine to whom I taught this technique eventually surpassed my skill and really elevated the art.
Can you learn to do this? I always thought this was just a gift certain people had.
He's really telling you how to do this. I think
I had a roommate that could do this.
Really?
But I always just watched in awe. Like, you know, like he was just as a gift, like he was a gifted, you know, violin player. I was like, oh, my God, you're so talented.
Why don't we try it? Would you be willing to try this out?
Of course I'm willing to try. Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope we get to that point.
Well, there you go.
Unbelievable. Mm. I'm very, very impressed.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is from Booger Magician.
Oh, Booger. Yes. Yeah. He contributes regularly. Thank you, Booger Magician. Thank you for challenging. That seems like it's a challenge to everybody that listens to this show to try to get the farts to enter you before you can let them come out.
Just an alternate method, you know? We're all about alternate techniques here at your mom's house.
Yeah, I love this idea. Do you know we got... this song was submitted to us, and you're telling me it's not a listener song.
Well, it was sent to us by a listener, but it's a YouTube song, and it only has like 80 or so views on it, so...
I'm wondering if somebody made this who's...
A listener.
Yeah, or if it's just random.
I don't know. I looked in the comments, and one of the comments was like, it's your mom's house, so maybe... Oh. Or your mom made it or something. So.
Okay, well...
Who knows?
Here it is, guys, with a song. We're not sure who made it. How about that? Here we go.
There we go. What the... is this?
Watch your profanity.
Right, I'm sorry.
Watch your profanity. Profanity. Watch your profanity.
I'm sorry.
Profanity. Watch your profanity. Profanity. Watch your profanity.
What the f*** is this?
Watch your profanity. Profanity. Watch your profanity.
I'm sorry.
Profanity. Watch your profanity. Profanity. Watch your profanity.
Whoa, that's impressive, huh?
That was really, the kids call it dubstep now?
There is, I don't know what that is. Is that dubbing it? Dubstep?
I don't know what that is. What these kids are doing.
These kids these days.
Is this a Reese cup? I'm going to eat it.
Nice. Mm. You know that we got an email about this commercial. They said Christina is the voice of this commercial. Did you see that one?
No.
No. I listened to it. I did kind of go like, ooh, I can see how they can use her. It's a Starburst commercial.
Okay, here we go. What is
it's,
it?
No, it's not. It's not bad.
Is it some awful?
No.
Like, Ching Chong voice.
But like they said that the voiceover part is you.
All right,
let's listen. Okay. Let's give it a shot.
Oh boy!
How do they make Starburst taste so juicy? Well, I hear there's this orchard where Michael Bolton serenades the trees. It's called Boltonizing. It creates the juiciest flavors in the world. Okay.
Starburst, unexplainably juicy.
Now I don't know. I thought,
the first voice would sound like me, huh?
No.
How do they make Starburst taste so juicy?
That's you?
That sounds like me a little bit.
Well, I I hear there's this orchard where Michael Bolton serenades the trees. It's called Boltonizing. It creates the juiciest.
I see that.
It's a little bit, right?
It's me on a good day. That's me on like a girly. And then when I'm tired, I get real.
There's a third voice that tags the commercial.
Here. Flavors in the world. Okay.
Starburst. Unexplainably juicy.
That's not me.
That's such a voiceover. Unexplainably juicy. Like
yeah. Starburst.
Yeah, it's so
unexplainably
gay.
Juicy.
Yeah. Starburst. Make your pussy dry.
Excuse me?
Part of it? What?
What?
Huh?
Why would you say
cherry
that?
Flavor. Pussy drops.
What?
They should call it that. They'd sell so many more.
Pussy drops?
They were like, we marinate these in girls' pussies.
And then their pussies hold on to them for a week, and they're not allowed to let them out of their stinky little pussies.
Jesus Christ. That's so stupid.
Once the girls, we throw them out. Once the girl lets one of these out, we throw them out because they're no longer useful girls.
It's like, you make my pussy dry.
It's like a puppy mill. First for pussy starburst holders. It's called pussy bursts.
Pussy bursts. Why don't you email these ideas to
me? This episode's really classy. So
this is a real classic.
It's like real classy. I think it's because I'm brain dead.
I think people like pussy bursts.
That guy is great.
We got this sent to us. Somebody posted. Is this Craigslist?
Yeah, it's like one of those missed connections on Craigslist.
A missed connection, yes. I saw you at the baseball game. You had a red dress. I think you're lovely.
And right.
Yes.
And it's like M4M, it's man for male for male, or M for W.
So that's what this is.
Yeah.
This is male for woman. This is man for woman. With the headline, "You farted in Trader Joe's."
Is this person looking for me?
They might be. Why don't we read this?
I think I do that every week. I go into TJ's. Story of my life.
You farted in Trader Joe's, and now this person, all they want to do is reconnect.
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Yeah. Trader's Joe is my
Trader's
dad says.
Joe. Here we go. It says, here's what the ad says. You were the tall brunette with the near perfect body that farted in the bread section last night. In the bread section. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, "Was that you?" You quickly replied, "No, wasn't me."
Wasn't me.
You almost seemed insulted, I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread. You proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You are beautiful, and even if you are a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, I'd love to meet up sometime.
Yeah. Caught me farting on the bread. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
In that song. Waving ciabatta. Wasn't me.
More farts later, hopefully.
More monster fucking farts later.
I hope she responds with that.
Do you think, how many people check those, I wonder? I mean, they're so cute. They're so fun.
I don't know.
Has anybody ever actually gotten together with someone on a missed connection?
Of course. It has to have.
If you know somebody that has actually found love from a Craigslist missed connection, please write to us at yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And tell us about it, because I have been endlessly curious if this ever actually works. Like, do you think, first of all, I'm not sure. Excuse me, I throw up a little bit. What his angle is. Like, what's the angle? What's he trying to do? Like, shame her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Be cute.
I don't know what he's trying to do.
I don't know if it's a good method.
It could be. He said near perfect body. I would have just gone with perfect, right? If you really like her.
That's true. Near is a bit.
I think it was just somebody who was trying to humor us all. Trying to bring a little lightheartedness to the world.
It's so funny.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. I wish you would get on Craigslist and do casual encounters.
You know, we didn't even mention the other day is that over the weekend, last weekend, I got to spend time with the man.
Where are the dudes at?
Casey.
Oh, that's right.
The original.
And?
He hinted at it. He knew a little bit.
He knew where the dudes were at?
Yeah. There was a guy came up, one of the guys came up to me at the show and was like, hey, so is he here? And I go, who? This is a guy who was just at the show. And he goes, where are the dudes at, guy? And I go, he's actually downstairs right now. We were at Goodnight's in Raleigh. Uh-huh. He's at the bar.
No way.
And then I went down to the bar later to meet up with Casey and his lovely wife, Les. And then the guy goes, hey, man, where are the dudes at?
Yeah.
Casey's like, do you know the real story? Do you know the story? Here's the real story.
Where are the dudes at?
And then he told him the story.
Wow.
He didn't share, though. He didn't tell. No, he kept it a secret.
I don't know if we'll ever know where Casey keeps the dudes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of life's greatest mysteries.
It's a huge mystery. Yeah, it's an absolutely huge mystery.
If you guys have no idea what we're talking about, it's a very early episode of your mom's life history.
Yeah, I forgot. There's so many things now that are old, right?
Yeah, this is like from very, 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 very early. If you go back deep into the archives, where the dude's at is his friend Casey from college. And there's a story, and it kind of blew out of control.
Yeah.
Because people were harassing Casey on Twitter about where the dudes were at.
And he had to delete his Twitter account. And then he told me he didn't want that to be an issue in future job searches, that when people would like Google him, that people would be like, oh, so why does everybody ask you where dudes are at?
It's kind of smart, you know?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I guess, Case, you got that one on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked you guys to write in your favorite moments from the last 200 episodes.
My Lord.
And this is just, I just kind of got into these, so my apologies. Hello from Momstrelia. Kylie writes, fave moments by far over the last 100 eps. Anytime shaky jeans is mentioned. Who cares if people send letters? It's funny shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. Imagine awkward wave from a shaky arm right back at you, mommies. And then she writes, jeans unit. Kevin writes in, I'm kind of partial to the king ass ripper.
Damn.
Picking a top moment from your 200 episodes will be like me trying to decide who the main mommy is.
Wow.
He goes, but if I had to choose the Winnipeg bombing, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was insane.
The Maria episodes.
Well, the Winnipeg bombing is...
that's a historical event.
Right, that's 172. I'm trying to give it so in case somebody doesn't know. Yeah. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll keep reading. The Maria episodes, of course. Who doesn't love Maria? And then oil in the road.
Well, they're going way back, man.
Yeah, the retard girl. I like that he writes the retard girl. The retard girl with the quote big words and the story about you guys getting Theo. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you for this.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, those Kevin. Are
a lot of good ones.
I did like the Tourette's. Those were my favorite episodes too. Those guys. Chopper dyes his pubes ginger.
He dyes his pubes ginger.
Oh, those are really
another gay man.
Johnny Davidson. Yeah.
50 fags.
Another gay man. Oh, by the way, I had my old college roommate.
Big like, words.
Write to me because he listens to our podcast and sound off on our fart debate on whether or not men use the butt whistles. I mean,
yeah, what'd he say?
He's like, oh yeah, I definitely do. He went out of his way. We haven't emailed in a couple months, and he was like, I have to let you know this. I listen to the show. It's very important. I'm like, all right, thanks, man.
To any new listener, the Winnipeg bombing is episode 172. And we go in detail to a horrific show that I bomb at horribly. The Maria spread out throughout a bunch of episodes. It's hard to just lock her down.
Usually we put her in the title, like if we have a call with her. So,
well, not necessarily in the title, but she would be in the description of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I usually write it in there, like on the
oh you mean title
episodes.
You mean title though on our website.
On the website,
good
yeah.
call.
So if you want to search our website for those archived episodes, that's probably the best way to do it. Just type in Maria.
Yeah, and you can go all the way back there to look for the Tourette's
Oh, my God.
Because we do Tourette's a couple times.
That little girl, her voice is so great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then I sing swears like nigger and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And stuff. Big words.
Big fucking words.
Big words.
And then, of course, everybody, we get a lot of messages. A lot were about Tony Hinchcliffe's mother.
God damn, that was amazing.
The great Joy, who just let everybody know. Everybody.
There's no such thing as Wednesday.
No such thing as Wednesday. What? I think the last time she was on was 105. If you want to go back, she's unbelievable.
Talk about getting to know the underbelly and the inner workings of a world most people don't. That's definitely one of those episodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 105 was his first appearance. I think that one is 161.
161.
Well, with her telling us there's no such thing as Wednesday.
No such thing as Wednesday.
Yeah, there's no such thing as Wednesday.
So Joy was a numbers runner.
Yeah, and like a bookie.
Bookie. So if you
want to
know.
There's no such thing as Wednesday.
If you want to know what that means, check out 161. But go to Tony's episode first. Mm-hmm. 107, you said?
105, he's on the first time. And we get her. I think we talked to her briefly there, even maybe.
No. We talked about her, and then we called her when he came in here. That's the first time she's on there. I would love to get Joy in here and really get into it.
Oh, me too.
That'd be great if she was in studio.
Me too. That'd be fantastic.
But what a neat way to find out about the underbelly of society.
Yeah.
Because you don't really get to learn how to do bad shit. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
We want to know how to do bad shit.
Yeah.
Not just tell me why it's wrong. Because not all bad shit's necessarily that bad, right?
Right.
God damn it.
That's right, Jeans. Mm.
Big words.
Big fucking words.
Let's see what else I got for you. I've been going through these emails. This girl writes in. This kind of made me sad. Her name is Eloisa.
Mm-hmm.
She writes, my boyfriend and I have been living together for about a year, and anytime I have to toot it in the bed, in the bathroom, or anywhere, I always lift one cheek to silence it. I'm a powerful pooter. That's an interesting approach. It's kind of a gamble, wouldn't you say?
She lifts a cheek.
One cheek to silence.
To silence the fart. Right, because if there's no pressure around the air, there's no sound.
You know what we need is some physicist or somebody with a science background to really school us on all of this, on sound and sound waves and, you know.
Wow. Well,
what resonance and what have you.
Please submit your resumes. this is a very important topic. We really don't want this to get away from us.
I'm just so fearful of spreading my cheeks during a fart. It seems so counterintuitive. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if you spread a cheek, how come the brown won't come flying out?
Well, you've heard. We need to know. We're at yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the email address. We love getting your emails. We read some of them, as you can tell. You send us fantastic clips and videos and audio, and you also submit your songs. We have another song submission. I'm really excited to open this up. I haven't heard this.
Okay.
So we'll be hearing it for the first time right here, right now. Let's see how this goes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Fucking name.
Yeah. Miss Carla.
It's the Miss Carla remix.
I love it.
Whoa. That's intense.
It reminds me of the 90s. That reminds me of industrial house music a little bit.
Thank you, Noel.
I feel like I should be wearing a KMFDM shirt.
Yeah, dog.
Stomping around.
All right. Well, check it out. We had a great week this week, obviously, and next week's going to be way crazier. So we hope you will download, stream, however you listen to this
show. Spread your cheeks and listen.
Spread your cheeks all the way apart.
Put your your earbud in your sphincter and let your mom's house resonate in your butthole.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So anyways, thank you as always for listening to the show. We love you very much.
We love you, jeans. Jeans units.
Jeans. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tastes good a little bit.